3-year plan, 2024 to 2027, Napier City Council. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Formats Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. Documentation provided by Napier City Council with the headings Firm Foundations for a Sustainable Future, Toka Tū Moana. 3-year plan 2024 to 2027 consultation document summary. Napier's draft 3-year plan is now open for feedback. Read a summary of our proposals to follow or at sayatnapier.nz and have your say on Napier's future. Kia ora from Kirsten Wise. Te kahika o te kounahira o ahuriri. Napier Mayor. Our 3-year plan sets out the program that will help our community recover from the impacts of the cyclone and put us on firm foundations for the years ahead. This is our chance to significantly change the way we do things to benefit the well-being of everyone in Napier. In this draft plan, we are proposing a rates increase of 23.7% in the first year. Included in this is a rate that will be set aside to be spent on activities related to emergency preparedness and projects that will improve our resilience. There are many factors contributing to our need to increase rates, and you can read details about them in this document. Looking overall at this draft plan, it is clear there are competing priorities that are pulling on our resources. Recovery from the cyclone is one. We must also respond to the effects of climate change by strengthening existing structures and helping mitigate coastal erosion. There is an ongoing balancing act required to deliver the best service to our community. Infrastructure is essential and maintaining it is costly. At the same time, we need to stay focused on the core services our community wants and needs from us. Creating an attractive and vibrant community for our residents and a desirable destination for visitors is also important. To strike the right balance, we need to rise to the challenges, not shy away from them. We must consider how to grow our assets and ensure they deliver an intergenerational return. This is the time to get the building blocks in place to firm up our foundations and focus on what we can do now to benefit future generations. The most important part of this plan is you. Your voice and your views will make this draft a solid roadmap for the 3 years ahead of us. Have your say online at sayatnapier.nz. View a copy of the document at Napier City Council's Customer Service Centre or at Napier or Taradale Libraries. Submissions close Friday the 26th of April at 5 p.m. Drop-in sessions. National Aquarium of New Zealand 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Sunday the 7th of April. Napier Urban Farmers Market 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Saturday the 13th of April. And Taradale Library, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday the 20th of April. Public meeting, Napier War Memorial Centre, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday the 17th of April. Our proposed rates increase. We are proposing an average rates increase of 23.7% for 2024/2025, with further rises in each year of our 3-year plan. This is an average of $13.66 per week or $710.28 per year. Included in this is a proposal resilience rate. Included in this is a proposed resilience rate. This will help us to prepare for and build resilience against future emergencies such as floods and major earthquakes. Go to our online rates calculator to see what this means for your rates bill in 2024/2025. Proportion of each expense type accounting for rates increases. Labour costs, 11.57%. Other costs, 5.2%. Inflation, 3.9%. Borrowing costs, 1.56%. Insurance, 1.47%. About the dollars. Annual average rates increase slash decrease figures in this booklet are per rateable property. They include operating and capital costs for 2024/2025. Multi-year projects will have ongoing impacts as projects progress. Visit sayatnapier.nz to view a table showing the full rates impact over the next 3 years. All figures in this document are inflated against BERL LGCI forecasts. Financial sustainability. The future of council housing in Napier. Costs to provide council housing have increased a lot recently. The way we provide housing has become financially unstable for our community. We've been looking at different options to deliver council housing, and we would like your feedback on two questions. One, should we continue to deliver our current council housing by increasing rates and borrowing, or should we shift our focus to retirement housing only and sell our social housing villages? And two, if we shift to a focus on retirement housing, how can we deliver this in an effective way? How our preferred option will affect your rates. 2024/2025, plus 0.4%, plus $12.31 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers, $370,396. 2025/2026, plus 0.4%, plus $12.85 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $386,850. 2026/27, plus 0.5%, plus $13.43 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $404,034. Building up our community resilience. The impact of Cyclone Gabriel brought us unexpected costs, so we introduced a disaster recovery rate for 2023/24. This money was set aside for cyclone recovery. Our recovery from the cyclone is ongoing, and we must be ready for future events, which comes at a cost. We need to build up savings to pay for future emergency events. We want to keep the disaster recovery rate, renaming it the resilience rate, so we can thrive no matter what the future holds. How our preferred option will affect your rates. 2024/25, plus 2.45%, plus $85.90 rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $2.16 million. 2025/2026, plus 2.52%, plus $88.26 rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $2.23 million. And 2026/2027, plus 2.57%, plus $89.55 rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $2.27 million. A new approach to managing council's investments. We own investment assets worth more than $160 million. These include assets like sections being developed for sale in parklands, residential and commercial property, and cash. We've been looking at how we could manage some or all these investment assets as an investment portfolio for Napier. Our preferred option is to form a council-controlled trading organisation to manage the investment portfolio so we can become a more financially sustainable council. How our preferred option will affect your rates. 2024/2025, no impact on rates. 2025/2026, plus 0.79%. And plus $23.26 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $700,000. And 2026/2027, plus 0.9%. And plus $26.58 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $800,000. Reviewing our fees and charges. We've reviewed the fees and charges of all council user paid services for 2024/25. For 2024/2025, we do this each year to ensure we are recovering some operating costs through user pays. The standard increases match the consumer price index. We are facing increasing financial pressure from things such as rising costs. We're proposing increases to some fees and charges that are higher than the 5.6% consumer price index. How our preferred option will affect your rates. Minus 1.10%. Minus $32.25 average rates decrease per rateable property. total dollar benefit to ratepayers equals $970,542. A change to how we fund some tourist facilities. In 2023, we carried out an independent review of our business and tourism facilities to see if any could operate without rates funding. Council supported the approach of transforming three facilities into council-owned commercial businesses from the 1st of July 2024 with the objective of being financially self-sustainable. These facilities are Napier Conferences and Events, Ocean Spa and Kennedy Park Resort. Until these facilities become financially self-sufficient, they will operate at a loss, which is currently funded through rates. We want to support these three facilities in a way that doesn't impact rates. We are proposing to do this using loans for a maximum of 3 years. How our preferred option will affect your rates. No change in rates in any years of the 3-year plan. Napier City Council office accommodation. Our back office staff have worked from several buildings in town since the old library tower on Station Street was vacated in 2017 due to safety concerns. This building is owned by council and we have been thinking about whether our staff could move back to that site, either into a new building or after strengthening and refurbishing the existing building. Having staff work in several buildings is inefficient. It has separated different teams, making it harder for them to work together and communicate. It has also increased costs through having to pay rent to landlords. We want to strengthen and redevelop the library tower so our staff can move back there. How our preferred option will affect your rates. 2024/2025 plus 0.17%. And plus $5.03 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $151,387. 2025/2026 plus 1.15%. Plus $33.92 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $1.02 million. And 2026/2027 plus 2.84%. Plus $83.53 average rates increase per rateable property. Total dollar cost to ratepayers equals $2.51 million. Other topics discussed in our 3-year plan consultation. Go to sayitnapier.nz to read about other projects and activities we have planned for the next 3 years. Te Aka Project, Napier's new library. We're developing a new library and meeting space for our community and councillors. Designs are being developed for the buildings and outdoor surrounding space. The project has a budget of $58 million. 2023 Business and Tourism Facilities Review. We've reviewed our business and tourist facilities to see if any could operate without rates funding. The review resulted in facilities being categorised into commercial, reimagined and community groups. We have different plans for each. Revitalising Emerson Street. We've asked the community for ideas on Emerson Street's design and function. We want a vibrant street that communicates Napier's identity. We have government funding of $1.65 million. Construction will be staged beginning this year. Faraday Museum of Technology. The Faraday Building needs an upgrade. We will consider options ranging from the status quo to operating the museum from a different location or changing its activities or operating model. The future of Te Pihinga. We had planned to develop Te Pihinga from 2023. Due to cyclone recovery work and other priorities, this work did not begin. Te Pihinga will form part of a community halls review starting in 2025/2026. Ahuriri Regional Park. We had put aside $12.5 million to develop Ahuriri Regional Park from 2026 to 2027, with Hawke's Bay Regional Council doing the same. Other priorities have caused both councils to move their funding to 2028/2029. We'll continue with stormwater quality improvements. Our draft finance and infrastructure strategy. Key issues from our draft finance and infrastructure strategy are outlined. This includes rate increases and borrowing limits, levels of service, significant infrastructure issues and major capital projects. Other consultations. We are running 3 other consultations at the same time as our 3-year plan consultation. Significance and Engagement Policy. Our Significance and Engagement Policy outlines how and when the community can expect to be involved in our decision-making processes. It lets the council and the community identify the degree of significance attached to issues, proposals, assets, decisions, and activities. We have proposed some amendments to this policy. Revenue and Financing Policy. The Revenue and Financing Policy outlines our general policies on how we fund our operating and capital expenditure. We are proposing to make some changes to how certain services and activities are funded. Financial Contributions Policy. The Financial Contributions Policy sets out the contributions required from property developers to help fund the cost of new infrastructure in the city. We are proposing changes to the policy to provide more clarity and align wording with what is used in the proposed district plan. For more information about these topics and to make an online submission, visit sayitnapier.nz. This is the easiest way to have your say. Alternatively, pick up a hard copy of these consultation documents and a paper submission form from our Customer Service Centre, 215 Hastings Street, or Napier or Taradale Library. Submissions close 5 p.m. Friday, the 26th of April, 2024.